Has the experience of interacting with a narcissist or going through narcissistic abuse itself left you drained? Do you struggle even with completing the most basic tasks like taking care of your hygiene? Do you feel emotionally depleted and exhausted? If you answered yes to any of these questions, this episode is for you. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In this episode, we will talk about 5 ways a narcissist depletes your energy and leaves you exhausted. If this interests you, please subscribe and stay until the end to understand why you are not being lazy and why it is about what happened to you. Let's get started with number 1. Their presence is simply draining. Just being around them, listening to them and talking with them will leave you completely exhausted. There is so much mental gymnastics that you have to go through to figure out what they are saying and doing and what it actually means. You have to constantly defend, explain, justify, and explain yourself simultaneously. There are so many balls to juggle, so much information to process, and on top of that, your own emotional destruction that you need to take care of while figuring out how you can get yourself out of the rut. Their presence creates an overwhelming demand for energy and attention. They do not care if you're willing to give. They just take it, prey on you, and leave you dry. Even if you are in the best mood and have your day planned out, interacting with them leaves you feeling depleted and causes physical and mental exhaustion. You take days, weeks, and sometimes months to recover from just one interaction. What you encounter is an absolute facade, and the interaction between real and unreal happens at the expense of your energy. The pull they create surmounts to that of a black hole, which sucks everything in and leaves no trace of where it went. Number 2. We all exchange energy with one another, but narcs have negative and low energy. They must therefore feed off others to function. It's like a parasite that puts its fangs into you and sucks out the life force. An actual energy transfer happens between you and them, where they dump all the darkness onto you, regulate themselves through you, and leave you distraught. They get their high from bringing you to your knees, making you feel small and below them. They love to prove you wrong and make you feel unworthy and dependent on them. They fill their tank directly and indirectly by gaining control of the different aspects of your life. They take it all and give nothing back. Your emotional reactions, positive or negative, are both their fuel. Both reactions need emotional investment and effort, which you cannot stop putting in, because the moment you stop reacting, you will be attacked and forced into submission. The tumultuous cycle of hot and cold behavior keeps you walking on eggshells. You do not know which side you are going to see and when. Therefore, you stay hyperactivated most of the time to be prepared. This hyperactivation keeps you anxious, and constant anxiety leads to adrenal fatigue. More about this in number 5. Number 3. Another way narcissists drain your energy is by sleep deprivation. They will not disrupt your sleep every night, and instead they will do it in and out sporadically. They often do it right when everything is going well or when you need rest the most. By disrupting your sleep, they ensure they control you at all times. They are so insecure that they need to keep you awake to feel better about themselves. Also, it is about a constant supply of attention. When you go to sleep, they are left on their own. They have no one to distract themselves through. So they wake you up and create chaos to keep the focus on themselves. They can't see you at peace out of jealousy. So they must disrupt it and keep you suffering. The ultimate goal is to never let you fully relax or experience tranquility. It is about keeping you in a state of fog and unclarity at all times possible. Number 4. They intentionally create psychological blocks in your natural expression of emotions by inducing fear. They make you repress everything to disconnect you from your feelings. Most of your energy is consumed in keeping the energy contained and resolving the fake problems they keep creating. Suppressing takes energy. Imagine holding a dam of emotions constantly, 24/7, and then think how much energy you will have to put in to make that happen. Suppressed emotions lead to physical health issues and manifest through ailments you never thought you will ever have. You're sick all the time, not sure why. You take meds and doctors advise a lot, but nothing seems to resolve. It is because whenever we push something inwards, it manifests outwards but differently. Years of suppression lead to chronic fatigue and somatic trauma that doesn't get better just with physical rest. Number five and the last one. Exhaustion also comes from having to keep your guard up all the time. Your body is flooded with a cascade of stress hormones like cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, etc. And not only that, your dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphin levels are also changed due to the trauma bonding induced by their hot and cold behavior. You lose the capability to regulate yourself without their presence. As a matter of surprise and shock, they become the one who causes pain when they are being an asshole, and they also become the person to bring you relief to your nervous system when love bombing you again. You're constantly juggling good and bad memories, ruminating and wondering who the real person is and what side of them is their real personality. If this complexity wouldn't cause fatigue, then I don't know what will. Moreover, you're constantly watching what you say and do to prevent adding fuel to their fire and minimize their abuse and suffering they could put you through. In a nutshell, they are restless and chaotic, so they create the same in your life. The only difference is that they thrive on chaos, but you do not, and that is what fatigues you. Did you resonate with this episode? Let me know about your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated. Also, make sure to drop a like, subscribe, and share this episode with other people who might need this. That was it for today. I'll talk with you in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.